President Bush has won a major battle on Capitol Hill. After a prolonged, sometimes angry debate, Senate Republicans and Democrats late last night approved his education bill. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports both sides got a lot of what they wanted.
The Senate education bill passed by a lopsided vote, and it made both Republicans and Democrats very happy, starting with Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota.
We are extremely pleased with the result. I think it's fair to say that education is the number one priority in this country today. And by evidence today again with the overwhelming vote, 91-8, we showed that we can come together on an issue of this import. Children, families, the future, that's what this bill was all about.
Minority Leader Trent Lott of Mississippi thanked everybody, even Senator Jim Jeffords, the Republicans' point man on education before he bolted from the party. But Lott said no one deserved more credit for the bipartisan agreement on education than President Bush.
He made education his highest priority. He talked about it during the campaign, and a lot of his agenda is in this bill.
Lott, of course, did not talk about the big fight that Mr. Bush and conservatives lost over vouchers. The Senate rejected vouchers 58-41. The bill that passed, though, will subsidize tutoring and after-school programs that could conceivably be run by private vendors or schools. In a nod to centrists who have fought for more alternatives to public schools, the bill also provides a lot of money to create more privately run but publicly chartered schools. Early reading programs will get a huge boost, so will teacher preparation and training. All of this, of course, is good news for President Bush, who has vowed to jumpstart a new school reform movement. Mr. Bush had sought federally mandated testing in reading and math. He wanted to put failing schools on notice by threatening to cut off federal aid unless they raised their test scores. He wanted to give low-income parents the option to leave failing schools. And he wanted to give states more control of federal funds. The Senate gave him all of these things. The bill's impact on school districts will be due in large part to the Bush administration's ongoing efforts to redefine the federal role in education. Mr. Bush has put the federal government squarely in the middle of the national debate over academic standards, testing, and sanctions against poor-performing schools, policies that, until now, have been set exclusively by the states. Senate Republicans even took the extraordinary step of challenging local school boards. Under an amendment introduced by Republican Jesse Helms of North Carolina, public school districts that bar the Boy Scouts of America from using school facilities could lose federal funding. Some local school boards want nothing to do with the Boy Scouts because of that organization's decision to ban homosexuals. Now, they must accommodate the Boy Scouts. President Bush, traveling in Europe, issued a statement calling the agreement a monumental achievement. No word on whether he will agree to the $15 billion funding increase written into the bill. Mr. Bush has proposed less than half that amount. Liberal Democrats who had fought for doubling and tripling of funds, especially for programs targeting low-income students, chose not to hold up the education bill, but Daschle made it clear that the fight over money was not over.
This was a reform bill. We can't have reform without resources, and that will be the next step.
The Senate and the House, which passed its own education bill last May, will now meet to reconcile the differences. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.